Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. A fight over the Supreme Court is shaping up following the death Friday of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the court's leading liberal. Vigils for Ginsburg were held around the country last night as opponents pledged to fight efforts to replace Ginsburg just weeks before the election. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports on what's at stake.
When the court's first female justice, Sandra Day O'Connor, retired in 2006, her replacement, Samuel Alito, appointed by President George W. Bush, swung the court decidedly in a more conservative direction. President Trump's appointment of Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh moved the court yet farther to the right, especially after Senate Republicans blocked any consideration of President Obama's nominee. Now Trump has a chance for a third appointment, meaning that six of the nine justices will be conservative Republican appointees. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Not all Republican senators support voting on a nominee before the election. Maine Senator Susan Collins said this weekend that a nomination should wait for the outcome of the presidential election. The United Nations Secretary General says he cannot act on an American declaration that all UN sanctions have been reimposed on Iran. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports the UN chief is citing too much uncertainty surrounding the issue.
In remarks to the UN Security Council, Secretary General Antonio Guterres said because of uncertainty as to whether or not the process was indeed initiated, it's, quote, not for him to proceed. European Union High Representative Josep Borrell also weighed in, saying the U.S. cannot be considered a participant in the 2015 nuclear agreement following President Trump's pullout in 2018. Consequently, he said in a statement, the commitment to lift Iran's sanctions continue to apply. Pompeo issued a statement warning that if any state fails to implement Iran's sanctions, Washington, quote, is prepared to impose consequences for those failures. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
Strong winds have been stoking flames in the mountains northeast of Los Angeles. A bobcat fire now covers more than 140 square miles. Matt Gillum of member station KCRW reports a fire is threatening communities on both sides of the San Gabriel Mountains.
Parts of Pasadena, home of the Rose Bowl, and neighboring foothill community Altadena are under evacuation warnings, meaning residents should be prepared to go. In the mountains, the community of Wrightwood is on alert. And on the other side, in the Antelope Valley, the Bobcat Fire is making fast work of dry fuels that haven't seen flames in decades. The canyons forming the Devil's Punch Bowl Natural Area have been ravaged by the fire, and part of a nature center has been destroyed. To the east, firefighters are making progress against the El Dorado Fire, which was sparked during a gender reveal party. It continues to threaten several small mountain towns. On Thursday, a firefighter died while battling the flames. A procession of Forest Service and law enforcement vehicles accompanied the fallen firefighter and his family as the body was driven out of the fire zone. For NPR News, I'm Matt Gillum in Los Angeles.
This is NPR News. Tropical storm Beta is slowly moving over the Gulf of Mexico. Forecasters expect landfall in Texas by early Tuesday. At last check, Beta had top winds clocked at 60 miles per hour and was located about 200 miles southeast of Galveston. Italians are heading to the polls today and tomorrow in the government's first test following the country's COVID-19 lockdown that devastated the economy. NPR's Silvia Pajoli reports a constitutional referendum is on the ballot and seven regions choose new governors.
Low turnout is likely in Italy's first pandemic election. Volunteers will count ballots after thousands of election officials bowed out due to health concerns. While not as bad as in neighboring countries, Italy has seen an uptick in COVID-19 cases in recent weeks. The referendum calls for reducing parliament members by a third and is likely to pass. But the governor races are harder to predict. All eyes are on Tuscany, a leftist bastion for 50 years. The center-left Democratic Party is in a tight race with the right-wing League, whose candidate Susanna Ceccardi is staunchly anti-migrant. When running for mayor of a small town, she campaigned against teaching children the lyrics to John Lennon's Imagine, claiming it's communist propaganda. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News.
The British government says it will impose a costly fine on people who break a new rule designed to stem a sharp rise in coronavirus infections. The rule requires people to self-isolate if they test positive or are traced as a close contact. The government says violators will be fined the equivalent of nearly $13,000. This is NPR News.